Hello, and welcome to the fifth episode of All I Do Is Fail. I'm your host, Tom Elwes. I'm joined today by my co-host, Ali Woods.
Hey, how's it going? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas all.
Yeah. We are this gets released in February.
Yeah, they're going to be keeping it timely as always on All I Do Is Fail. Today, me and Ali are joined by Leicester Square New Comedian of the Year 2017, Mo Omar.
Hello.
Hello.
You were so excited to say hello. I can imagine how many different voices in your head you were going to like, how am I going to say it?
I thought it was going to be so cool when it came out. Hello.
There you go. We'll edit it.
Yeah, maybe we'll do something.
Put a voice change on.
Just as a quick note as well, I'd like to say that Ali Woods is also the runner-up for New Comedian of the Year. And me, the guy who didn't even make it to the semi. Cool. So that's,
We love you anyway,
mate. Yeah, but you're still allowed to be here.
Apparently, I can still run my own podcast.
We are looking for replacements.
Okay, we're going to start, as we always do, when All I Do Is Fail, with the news. Okay. So our first story, we'll keep it festive, is the story that a prestigious GP in England has given Santa Claus a checkup, essentially, and given him a once-over, and she says that Santa Claus would likely be left with gout, Lyme disease, and a severe case of sleep deprivation if he was a real man.
Why do scientists always have, like, wasting their time, like not solving anything real. If Santa was real.
If then he would die. That's what they basically said there. They've said, if you think that he's real, kids, he would actually be dead.
Bad shape. He's going to be in bad shape. But the thing is, the Santa Claus thing is a very interesting thing because there was a big debate recently actually in America, and there was like a big conservative pundit went on a big rant because there was a depiction of Santa Claus being black, like in a, you know, I can't remember what it was, but yeah, there was a black Santa Claus. She freaked out and was like, Santa Claus can't be black. And like everyone was like, literally looking at her like, you're the stupidest person I've ever seen. She was just like, no, he's a white man. I think he was born a white man. Just like, it's not a real person, you idiot. Like,
to be fair, St. Nicholas was white, so I kind of agree with her. You know, keep it pure.
Yeah. Played by Idris Elba, this Santa Claus?
You don't have to colour up everything. Yeah,
it is Idris Elba. Yeah. And they were like, he can't be. I don't care how good an actor he is or generous he is. He can't be Santa. This is not. You're obviously taking the piss, aren't you?
I genuinely don't believe that anyone of an Indian earth should actually be black. Because otherwise, what would we hate? What would black people bitch about if we actually had power? Like, we had Obama for like 8 years, no one was happy. Like black people actually got worse, didn't they?
What?
I don't know if they got worse.
I don't know, check the history books.
Yeah,
it's not like a hip.
I think I'd be reading White Supremacy.
Mo, coming on here with his very,
very, very, very confused views.
Somalian refugee. Omar. No to black people.
Former refugee.
Former Somalian refugee.
Now white supremacist. Like there's always that one Sikh guy in every EDL rally.
Why is there always that guy?
Weird. That is, yeah.
Oh, man.
What is it with that? How much are they paying? What could it be worth? What could it be worth?
Also, like, what do the other white supremacists think of that guy? As much as why is he there? Like,
that whole, like, you're all right, though. And he must have taken it to such heart. Because there's always that one, one brown guy in every, like group of friends, like, between all brown guys, is just all of them bully. And I think that Sikh guy is that guy.
He got bullied by his mates, and then he had to go and join an EDL.
Which is natural.
You would think that maybe he'd also get bullied in the EDL, being the only brown guy in the EDL. I would have 100% done that.
The most welcoming group of people, the EDL. They'll have a place. That's the adverts, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got a place for you.
It's like Toys R Us. Cheers, wherever on there's your name.
Exactly, come in. Yeah. That's their whole basis, isn't it? That's what they're campaigning for.
We all want to be special, and if it takes joining a white supremacist group.
Thanks you being the only black person in a white supremacist group. That's so to stand out.
Yeah. Your thing is, you've got sick and tired of black people, so you're going to join the white supremacists and their campaign.
Yeah, because you can't, like, everyone becomes a terrorist these days, so what you want to do is go against the grain, and you want to end up, you know, joining a white supremacist group, maybe shaving your hair off, you know, just really, really dig deep into that delusion.
To be fair, you could do with a haircut, because we were doing a gig, and there was no audience, apart from these hairdressers.
Yeah.
And so there was a vote of all the acts, who had the worst hair, and Mo got given the award for the worst hair.
And that wasn't even, like, this hair. That was just... That was actually quite a good hair day for me. but I got, like, £8 out of it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, spent on chicken, so... I mean, really fighting the stereotypes there.
Yeah.
Those black people, they'll just waste the money on you. and I did. And I did.
I think in this opening 10 minutes, we've talked more about race
than ever. On any other...
Yeah. It's all I talk about. It's my only topic of interest. And it's all about finding a new, fresh take.
Yeah, and it's all really aggressive as well.
But weirdly, in not the way that I would have thought. Exactly.
I'm just trying to be a man of the people, the white people.
The white people. And, the people who have the money. Exactly. Obviously. What do you mean, a man of the poor people?
I want to be a film nigga. I want to be a. You gotta move up in the world.
That's your slogan, isn't it? That's your, like, DJ Khaled.
We need you.
Yeah. I saw a very, very funny tweet the other day, actually, about this girl, and she was talking about Disney characters, and, like, again, you know, they're not real things, and, like, mm-hmm. what Disney characters would be okay to say the N-word, and she was like, I don't know how I feel about the dog from Up saying the N-word. You know?
Like, hello! I love you, you.
I've never seen that. Is that...
Oh, it's excellent. It's really good.
It's excellent. No, the dog is like a big Labrador looking thing. Yeah.
But they have these collars.
Mm-hmm. Where they can talk.
That means, yeah, they can talk, and, like, their voices are
Do you know, like, in the Disney world, they have, like, Goofy has a dog, a pet dog.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah. Goofy, who has a pet dog.
That's
Ah, and he says, does he say the word?
No, no, of course not. Of course he doesn't.
It's pivotal, yeah.
That's a whole
You haven't seen it, but I don't know if you've seen 12 Years a Slave. It's very, very similar. Yeah. About this old white guy who gets up to some stuff, believe you me.
End up in a balloon.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
all
I know about the film. All right. We got a lot of that story, so...
Yeah, we don't really talk about Santa Claus. So, you're right, though. Why has the Doctor done this? Does it say
I think she's just done PR? It as a tongue-in-cheek assessment of St. Nicholas's health. Right. He says he's overweight and all of us could do a bit to add to his obesity by leaving mince pies and cookies for him and milk or alcohol.
Mm.
So basically, you know, she was just saying if he was a real person, he would be a very, very bad nick.
Why has he got sleep deprivation? Because doesn't he have a sweatshop of elves or something you do all the work?
Yeah.
He's actually quite Asian people. No, they're called. Okay. can't say that anymore. Okay. Vietnamese children. That's what they're called.
Lapland.
If we're doing a full breakdown, if he really was a real person, like, yeah, we're looking at he'd be the head of a giant corporation.
Exactly.
And he probably would have sweatshops of children making everything.
Yeah.
And their small hands.
Yeah.
Weird children. Weird guy.
Oh. Right.
Well, good on him. Well, not good on him. I hope he dies.
Yeah, okay.
No news to him. He's living his best life, so.
Found his truth.
So the next story in the news is. A fight was overheard by a couple in an airport, and the fight consisted of a man telling his wife that she can't take the promotion because then she'll earn more money than him, and it will be humiliating for him. Oh, how do we feel about that?
I agree 100%.
Really?
She's right. She shouldn't even be working.
I mean, that's a view. That's it. That is a view.
Wrap her up like a Christmas present. And...
We need to broadcast some of this.
Yeah, I can't edit all of this out. Yeah. Like, that's
joking. I'm joking. No, I don't know. It's weird. Some girls do like that, though. Some girls actually prefer their... Like it's a weird thing, because nowadays, girls are all supposed to be, empowered and blah, 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 blah. But some girls do prefer not, like, earning more.
I feel like this is the topics of discussion. You talk with the other white supremacists. It's these days, right? Girls, yeah, right. The thing is, well, they actually want that. They won't.
Too much time with the EDL. You've got to spend too much time with those
they
men.
They like to be suppressed. Okay, that's they like it.
I don't get this right because I've got mates like this as well who want to earn more.
I'm all for it. My wife earning, you know, we're comics. Let's face it, like
it's not the money business.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I would never be in a relationship if I didn't have a lot of money already.
Okay,
so you wouldn't be in a relationship now?
Yeah, I don't. No, not at all. Because it's just like I can't afford it.
That's sad, but it's expensive, you don't have to pay for everything, that's not a
prostitute relationship. You're confusing.
No, because I was on a relationship once, I was in a date once and I was just like after like the fourth drink, because I was buying the rounds, I was just thinking, I can't have dinner tonight. And then I bought the next one, I was like, well, that's breakfast tomorrow gone. And then like the next, and I was just like, this is way too expensive.
Why don't you split the bill?
Yeah, why don't you say?
You can't ask that.
What? Yeah, you can.
You can't, I don't think you ask, but I feel like in on a first date in 2017, I feel like most people are pretty up for.
No, I invoiced her, to be fair.
Yeah. Put on expenses.
Facts.
Yeah. I used her card, so you know. I had to keep getting up, so who's the bill here?
She shouldn't have left her purse open for that long.
Yeah,
it's weird. Because these days, especially when living in London, it's just way too expensive.
Yeah. It is expensive to date, I'll give you that, yeah, for sure. But then I always split the bill, man. Always. What I do is I buy the first round. If we're going for drinks, I buy the first round. And then I just see what happens. And then if they go, shall we get another round? I'm like, yeah, cool, sounds good. And then they often go get it.
No, because...
And then I get the one after that, and that's how it goes.
I think all I have to offer in a relationship is money. So...
And you don't have that.
I don't have that money, so that is
a very bleak assessment. I feel like this isn't so much a podcast, just a bit of therapy with you. You've got a lot of rage. You've got a lot of anger towards a lot of things. You have a lot more to offer than money. You're Leicester Square Comedian of the Year, man.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't got the money yet, so...
Think how many dates you can take on a girl when you get that money.
Yeah, there we go.
None. I'm not spending it on a penny. But no, I'm joking, obviously. I'm just trying to be controversial. It's just all I have. It's all I am.
So you are. Yeah, we're not money. Just controversy. If you like controversy, then I am the boyfriend for you.
You're like a 99.9 Eminem. This is like...
My plan is to be the black... what's his name? Bernie Madoff? No, that's the guy who robbed everyone.
Yeah.
I'd like to also be Bernie Madoff. But Bernie Sachs? No.
I don't know.
Bernie Sanders? Are you trying to say Bernie Sanders?
Yeah. I'd like to be an old white guy.
Yeah. Who was like very, very left-leaning his political views. You sound like none of those things.
Hey, Tom, he said he wants to be that guy.
Yeah. I have a dream, okay, and probably won't come true. But no, who's the comedian who was like, who starts with a B, his name, back?
He started to what?
Does like loads of racist jokes.
Bernie Mac?
No. Don't worry. Let's just move on.
Okay.
I'm okay with. Sorry, I've derailed.
No.
Are you talking about? Is it some like 70s club? I think I know who you're talking about. Oh yeah, it's like kind of Roy Chubby Brown sort of person.
That level. You see, Vice did a whole thing on Roy Chubby Brown just because I was just like fascinated that he was still a thing. And apparently, he's like slays up north. Man's a
slays.
Literally, just selling out.
He was performing at St. Albans, like down south as well recently. Yeah,
his best life.
It's probably had a bit of resurgence with the old Brexit thing and everything.
Oh yeah, mate. Well, Mo's there. Every you say it, Roy. Yeah, thank God we've got people like you. Yeah.
The least likely Roy Jummy Girl fan.
Yeah,
me and Sea of White Faces.
This guy. They were looking at Mo like, "What?"
As a Somalian immigrant, Roy Chubby Brown really gets me.
Who are these immigrants coming from? That's the topic of. I forgot what the topic was.
I'm annoyed now. I can't remember this guy's name. It is Bernie something or something.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll move on to the last.
We didn't really talk about that, did we?
We came to a conclusion that we're all pretty happy with our girlfriend making more money. Apart from comics. Apart from her, who's still happy with it all.
Who thinks girls nowadays actually want to be suppressed, but they can't say that because it's not what Beyonce's saying, is it? Glad to
hear. We're in a song and suddenly yeah. she's all doing it.
But like, this podcast is taking place in the back of Mo's cab. Actually, the thing is,
we're on the way to an EDL
rally. We're live from the EDL rally. Yeah. It's all I do is fail.
Okay, so the last story of the news is people obsessed with taking selfies may have a genuine mental illness called selfieitis. The term was first coined in a spoof article in 2014, but now scientists have decided that this may actually be a real condition. And validate its existence with people suffering from severe self-confidence, attention-seeking, and social competition issues. Mm. Mm. So this is we've all seen people take selfies. We've all probably taken selfies. Mm. But there's people who take up to like 200 selfies a day. 200 a day.
What?
Where are you finding the time to do that? That's what I'm...
What right variation now. Can there be? Yeah, let's take one.
Selfie,
now.
Yeah. We've got a selfie
going
here.
Selfie going right now.
Yeah. So how does that make everyone feel?
Better. I feel like I'm more important and I just love myself more.
Yeah.
For the next 5 minutes.
I think it's not so much the selfie. I think it's when they upload it and then it's like the likes and stuff that they get, which is the very kind of...
I think it's Japan or South Korea. There's like schools that teach you how to be internet famous.
That's so depressing.
Yeah. They'd have selfie classes and just the whole thing is about building an online brand and making yourself a product.
Did we have that story on here where there were kids who rent out
a fake private jet?
So this private jet just stays on the runway, I think, and they just go.
Yeah,
on
you can
and...
rent a fake private jet for your Instagram photo shoot. So that was a previous story on All I Do As Well. But this is like they're saying it's a genuine illness, and kids are taking hundreds of selfies a day, and completely obsessed with it. It's kind of
there's,
scary.
There's that story of I don't know if you guys heard. Do you know remember Lil Bow Wow?
You had this on All I Do As Well. Matt Hutchinson brought up him saying that he went on the private jet. This is a spin.
Oh, Bow Wow, shout out.
It's been a while since we've mentioned Bow Wow. Yeah. Over two episodes, so it's time to mention.
Being caught like that,
it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
That's not just embarrassing, it's crushing. And the amount of confidence you must have to still be able to. Like, the worst thing about being famous and being caught out for something is that then you have to turn up for work the next day and talk to your colleagues. And they all know what you've done.
Mm.
And you just have to
I don't know if Bow... It's not like Bow Wow shows up in the office.
Right, Tim?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Coffee. Oh, need it. Need it, mate. Oh, after yesterday.
Absolute shocker.
Mr. Bow Wow, can I just grab a minute in the meeting room, please? Yeah, sure.
I'm pretty sure Bow Wow goes back to his house and is army of yes men who are just like, oh, it's not so bad, Bow Wow. Don't worry.
Yeah, they're just haters, man.
Yeah.
I want the yes men.
Yeah, you need some yes men, I think.
Yeah, I need just some people just agreeing with my every view.
Yeah. Okay. And you know where you can find them? At the EDL. Yeah. Where everybody knows your name. It's on the register.
The EDL.
This is sad, though.
A very dark, weird cheers.
Shout out the EDL. All my brothers out there.
Lil Bow Wow. My two Lil Bow Wow, EDL. Two of my inspirations. Two of my biggest supports.
Most comedy is weird for everyone who's
listening. It's nothing to do with my comedy at all.
This is your set. This is your competition winning set.
Yeah, it just turns into a puritanical rant about
the EDL and Bow Wow. And how conflicted I am about them both.
I like Bow Wow, but he's black, so I don't like Bow Wow.
Yeah.
And I like the EDL, but I'm black.
They don't like me. Somewhere in the middle, you lie. In between Bow Wow and EDL.
Maybe it's just really seeking acceptance, but just,
Yeah, I'm just a god of...
Sorry, what?
I'm the god of spaces. That's all I am.
The god of spaces.
Yeah, so that's the philosophy idea for what God is. It's the god of spaces. Because whenever they're trying to prove what God exists, there's always have to make logical jumps to be able to do it. And they called him the god of the gaps. That's the one.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with the topic, but
it's
an interesting idea.
And a brief excursion from your right wing rants, actually, there. A bit of philosophy.
Just a second.
Many levels. Many levels.
A deep pool.
A sea.
I do get what your point, though, in this 200 selfies, though. Like, how much time that people must just come back from school and just be sitting in their bed just taking loads of...
I just, all the time, be taking photos of them.
Have you ever, like, your mate got out of their phone to show you a photo and you've, like, seen a look of their, at their photos like and thousands. There's just, like, 150 of their face?
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
Just like,
do you ever take pictures of your dick just to see what it looks like from the angle of someone approaching? Just to see, so you know when the next time you take it out, how to, like, face them.
So you get the context.
Wait, I'm sorry. Let's start. Wait, have you ever taken a photo of my dick so what? So other people know what angle?
From the angle of if a person is approaching it.
Okay.
So you know what it looks like from their eyes.
Because you want to have a better angle.
Just an idea of what they're seeing.
Okay.
Better angle for your penis. I like, well, why are they approaching it as well? Like it's a bomb.
Yeah, just we've all done it.
No,
no, okay. I've not got any angle or approach.
This is what I don't do. Hey guys, you remember we all do this?
Never. Sure, when you get your phone out to take a picture of your dick to to send to anyone, just a personal reference, just to enlighten me about my own genitals.
Well, obviously, we've all done it. Let's not lie.
I've never taken a dick pic actually.
No?
No.
I mean, I don't know if I believe that. It's true. I don't believe you at all.
Really? Yeah. I once told a girl that, because I didn't have a ruler at the time, so she asked me how big it was, and I told her, it was like 2 centimeters, because in my head, 2 centimeters was an alright distance, but 2 centimeters is like...
Why would you think that was an alright distance?
I just went to school. I had a 2 centimeter dick.
But like, even like, you can't even change that for like, you've got 2 centimeters or 2 inches, which is still not right. And then you've got 2 meters, which is mad.
Yeah, yeah. No, start with 2, really.
I just didn't understand. I was just on the phone to her, and I was just like, I didn't want to measure because I was just busy. So I was just like, yeah, it's about 2 centimeters. That seems like a fair distance, not distance size. And it was a bad week.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of shit for that's not good.
Well, do you have a 2 centimeter dick? No, I don't even know how big 2 centimeters is. 2 centimeters sounds centi means 100.
How old were you?
I don't want to say because
I think you should say.
I was like 15, 16? Okay. I was old enough to have a ruler. So you
could legally buy a ruler. Yeah. So that's it came to you in your 15th birthday. Now you can have rulers! Yes!
Christ. Finally measure my dick.
And you didn't know the 2 centimeters.
Not at all. I had just... I just don't understand any idea of how maths works. God of the gaps, man. God of the gaps.
And so do you still tell people it's 2 centimeters or...?
I mean, I've added a few more centimeters. Nowadays, I just don't tell people how big my dick is. Because I don't feel it's an exhausting thing to do.
Keep that to myself.
It's not a calling card. Yes. Hello, Mo. Yeah. Micro penis. Nice to meet you.
So Mo actually opens with, "Hi, I'm Mo. My dick is the largest."
That's on the website. Yeah. On Mo's website, a picture of him. Mo is Leicester Square New Comedian of the Year. His dick is 2 centimeters. Just a picture of you smiling at the camera with the microphone.
But a really tiny microphone.
Yeah. Jesus. Speaking, kind of connecting the two topics with this story and what we were just talking about with penises and stuff. I don't know if it's arts really, but the kind of young generation now is the first generation to have less sex than the generation above them because everyone's just sending each other nudes and not actually having sex.
Sex isn't worth it though, is it? What? Sex isn't worth it because if you have sex with someone, every time you have sex with someone for the first time, it's always awkward and fumbly and blah, blah, blah. You have to have sex with someone like 3 or 4 times before you know each other properly enough to like really get into the rhythm.
That's quite a sweet thing to say, man.
Yeah.
It's like banging, man. I read some freaky shit.
Third or fourth before they can really get to my level. It's 2 centimeters, but the things it does, got my special room.
It's like a diamond tip.
2 centimeters, but it vibrates. So
I can see kids just. Yeah.
They're just in their rooms taking pictures of themselves, aren't they? Yeah. Sending them or sharing them on social media.
Good for them.
No, they should get out there and talk to people, I think.
They'll do it later.
I feel like dating apps and stuff, like, you used to have to, you know, make an effort. Like, this was, if you're going to go out, you have to go to bars. You'd have to spend hours and hours in bars. Yeah, have a personality, all those things. Now you just got to have, like, you know, a stupid bio that just says something dumb about yourself. Like, I like dogs. And, like, and then you got just a few photos of yourself, and that's it, isn't it? Like,
see, but you're tall and handsome enough to say, I like dogs. Yeah,
that's the pivotal point. That's really, I mean, I don't know what the fuss is about, to be honest. Like, you don't have to do anything now.
I once literally spent, like, 40 quid on Tinder on boosts and got 2 matches from like so many boosts, just boosting. And I had the Tinder gold, so I was going all over London. I was searching, man. There was no luck. I was boosting everywhere. And
what was your bio? What did it say?
It just says scruffy comedian.
2 centimeters dick.
2 centimeters dick. Ask me about the Duke of Edinburgh Silver. And yeah.
Well,
I had one of the matches was this girl, but she had but she did have one leg, so I didn't know how to like approach the conversation without any awkwardness.
Well, so it said in her bio, I've got one leg.
Yeah, she was very proud of it. She's got massive online exposure about it.
Yeah,
she has like articles written about.
Did you meet up?
No, not at all. I never messaged her at all. I stalked her for a bit, and then I just.
Why
I don't speak to people. I like the match. I don't like the.
You like the virtual chase, not the clothes.
No, I'm not a close.
I like a virtual chase, but not. I don't like to actually pin this.
If I was a house, I'd be an open door.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
That's not a house. That's a door. Yeah, it doesn't matter whether it's a house or not.
That metaphor makes no sense.
If I was a house, I would be an open door.
I mean, the doors would all be open.
Okay. Cold.
Yeah, right. I can breathe.
Yeah. Okay. So, wow. So. So Tinder Gold went. What did Tinder Gold consist of?
Tinder Gold tells you who's matched with you.
Well, that's good.
Whoever's liked you, and even with that, I didn't have one.
Well, I see why dating is expensive for you, Mo, man. 40 quid on Tinder, then you buy all the drinks.
Yeah. You're doing this wrong, mate.
That's cool.
You just close your doors as well, man. Yeah. Some people getting robbed.
Oh, God. Right.
I am genuinely enjoying the fascinating window into your life.
Right, yeah, this is Tinder Gold, and yeah. Have you got any other great. We'll get. You know what? When we go on to the next section, we'll discuss your dating life more.
Okay.
So, guys, this has been the end of the news. Hopefully, we can broadcast some of this.
If you disagree with anything Mo Omar said, please find him on Facebook and message him.
Mo K Ultra.
Why is your Twitter that?
Because it's a different version of MK Ultra, like Project MK Ultra. So I wrote MK Ultra because I thought it'd be funny.
What's Project? I don't know.
MK Ultra. It's like the mind control thing.
Oh.
The US Army had this project where they like dosed their soldiers with like LSD.
Seen the Joe Rogan? Listen to the Joe with the British guy.
Yeah.
Many Stare at Goats. So fascinating.
Crazy, really
crazy stuff.
John Robbins.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually came.
No, not John Robbins. Yeah, it is John Robbins.
No,
that's a comedian.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I'll get his name and we'll talk about this. But he actually came to my school and did a talk, and it was like I was like 15, so I was like, who's this guy? And then it was like the most interesting thing ever. I was like, oh, this is incredible. Like talking about like discovering, breaking into like Illuminati and like this crazy stuff. Like, so fascinating. Anyway, that's for another time. All right, that's been the end of the news.
Yay. Woo!
Hello and welcome back to All I Do Is Fail. We're now going to move on to our main segment, the fail of your life with Mo Omar. This is probably going to be an eventful one, listeners, so strap in. Over to you, Mo.
Okay, so my failure wasn't just a failure logically, it was a failure of spirit. So, year 11, okay, we used to do these things called controlled assessments. Do you guys remember this in science?
Yeah.
Where basically you write out this whole lab report, and then you have to learn it, and then you have to write it again. Like, for no reason, you just have to remember it and write it down.
What? Really?
Yeah, that was literally the whole test. And so, but it was famous that everyone would just bring in their lab report to cheat. But I was the only one who refused to do that, because I had some weird moral hang-up about it. So I was the only one in the class who came in and did it from memory. So what happened was, everyone got like A's and A stars. And I got like a D, because I didn't revise either.
Yeah, the moral compass kind of triggered you there. Like, it wasn't like a kind of, I'm going to prove I can do it. It was like, nah, I'm not going to do it either. But like, the suggestion that I would be a good person to do it.
I'm going to be poor, but not do it.
That's amazing, man. I thought you were going to say, like, that.
No.
You studied and, like, you did well, but then
something. If anything, I think you should have cheated. I mean, that's,
And then the teacher, not only did she not believe, not only did she think that I also cheated, but she thought I was such a bad cheater that I couldn't even cheat right. So I had to do it again with everyone else. So I wasn't even allowed to keep my D, okay? So then, to prove my point, I go back and I spent a whole weekend rewriting until I knew the whole lab report by heart, okay? And everyone else cheated again. Like, everyone just, again, cheated. Wow. Like, because she kept leaving the room. Of course, they'll just start bringing out their papers.
Yeah.
And, but I did it from memory, and I wrote it all word for word, verbatim. Yeah. And the results came out, and everyone got an A again. And again, she thought everyone was cheating. And so she revoked my A, along with everyone else's. So we had to do it a third time, and this time I just didn't turn up. So, it was a failure of spirit, of trust in other people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you try and explain to her about, you know,
she just didn't believe, she didn't like me, so, which is fair.
I can imagine you'd be annoying school kid.
Yeah.
Well, because I was obviously there at Leicester Square, and he, when they announced him as the winner, the promoter went, and you'll be glad to know he's just as much of a dickhead off stage as he is on it. Your winner is Mo Omar. That's when they're giving you an award. That's what I can imagine at school, and they're trying to teach you.
So I remember that actually that same teacher. She hated me so much that she tried to kick me out of the A-level physics class.
Oh.
And because I wasn't turning up, I didn't turn up for like a month. Because I just started smoking. And so we would just like all like have cigarettes in the park nearby. Mm. And the shop was the only one that would sell it to us, even though we were school kids, because we were all 18 anyway. And we just started smoking cigarettes. And I didn't know how, but we used to spend a lot of time just smoking cigarettes. Mm. And we had a whole day of it.
Yeah, I remember quite a lot of school doing that, though. Just smoking.
It's crazy.
Just something to do.
Now it's like 5 minutes, but I could literally spend a whole day just hanging out with my friends and have like 4 cigarettes, but it would be a thing.
Mm.
But then I remember I came into class and the teacher was like, "No, Mo, this is your last straw, da da." And I just went, "Well, it's not my fault that my grandmother died, miss."
Oh, that's a good moment. It's not my fault that my grandmother died as well. Like, as if she was about to blame you.
And she burst into tears.
Oh, God.
And she was like, "I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Like, I just lost someone as well."
Oh, my God. So how long did you keep this up?
I've killed so much of my family off in my lives. Like, we've all done it, but like, I've got like...
You say that again. No, you say that. I have not done that
before.
You know, like, if you know, just being like, just to get up, you're just like, "Oh, they're dead." And then you just go, "Oh, that's got me out of that for like..."
What's the worst thing you've ever got out of with a dead relative? A bad date? Or like...
Yeah, how often do you use this as well? Like, when you have to charge like 30p for the Houston toilets. Yeah. And my grandma's died, so I should be allowed to use
it. It is literally at the tip of a hat. I just do it. Because it's an easy thing to say. You can't prove I'm wrong. Can't prove it. So.
Unless you pick the same relative twice.
Oh, no. I can keep a web of lies going.
Do you have like a family tree of like with crosses of like who's gone?
Who's that? We're getting real loose, like second cousins.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No. So, I was literally, what's the worst lie? Where did I feel worse? I don't know, because sixth form was just like, I hadn't even started drinking yet, but I was just smoking cigarettes and I would just not turn up to classes. I just was never there, so I don't think there was a worst lie. I think there was just a whole lot of them to get out of.
Do you think you were led astray in sixth form, or do you think you were one leading?
Oh, I was very much the leading.
Oh, people, others
going
astray.
Forward, yeah, yeah. You just do it, don't you? Just like you spend like 5 years being cooped up, and then they're like, "Oh, you can just go out for an hour. I'm not coming back. You're gone." I'm on a bus. The first day they were like, "Oh, sixth form." They were like, "Oh, there's a you do have sixth form like a rule right, but the first week like you just have to like you'll be treated like you're still in A11. You have to go to every class, blah blah. After that, we all just went out. I was like, no one listened to it.
Yeah.
I just went out straight away. And
Right.
Well, right. So
some good fails in there.
That was some good fails from Emma. Right. I'm gonna call that. This has been episode 5 of All I Do Is Fail. Thank you very, very much, Emma, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And as ever, my glorious co-host, Danny Woods.
Thank you very much. Do you want to plug anything?
Oh, yeah.
To the millions of listeners.
Yeah. I've got, actually, no, I sell tickets. I've got a gig February 23rd at the Royal Albert Hall. Arabs are not funny. So come buy tickets. Come see me. And other people
who started that?
This guy who runs like loads of other events. So he does like music events and
amazing.
He does loads of gigs at Rich Mix, which I did one of them for him. Really nice guy.
Esther
does it loads. He loves that and she's really good. She always smashes it.
Mm.
If you want to go get tickets, do it.
They'll sell like hotcakes now. Let me tell you. I imagine by the time this gets out, sold out.
I have nowhere near as good gigs as the Royal Albert.
That's the only one, though. That's literally the only one.
Yeah.
So
that's a good one to be looking forward to.
A shy of
a week before my birthday. So
come along to that as well, listeners.
Yeah, come along to my birthday.
I need the people.
Exactly. There's tickets on the door.
Cool.
Party bags will be provided. Right. I've been your host, Tom Elwes. Looking forward to the next episode after this one. We're not sure who we're going to have yet, but this has been All I Do Is Fail. Thank you very much.
Thank you.